What up, world?
Hey.
Radio.
What is going on? Stay laughing. Stay laughing. You know? But like I said, what's going on, people?
What's up? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Yes. How we doing? How we living? Feeling good. Feeling great. How about you? I'm stupid.
You are. Right.
I know, right? Go ahead.
It's another Monday, guys. And for all those who are tuning in, you are now listening to the Cookies and Cream Show. By now, you should already know I'm Cookies.
Of course. And I go by Cream. And you so happen to be tuning into the Vibes Radio Show, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. So in the words of my man, Kanye West, you couldn't have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. And Cookies, of course. But tonight's theme is On to the Next with our special guest, X-Phase. Matter of fact, he's the MC who's rated from North Jersey, so big ups to the 973-201-856-609. I think I said it last week, and if I forgot any other area code, hit me up. Contact the Cookie Cream Show. But I know Cookies, let's talk about this daily tea, because I got some stuff to tell you too, girl, so let's get into this.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? I go by Cookies. For those of y'all who are not already, follow me on Twitter.
Yes, yes.
@PENN_PEROUD. That's @TimPeroud. So, anyway, I'm just going to get into it. I watched Basketball Wives tonight. It was real whack.
Oh, Lord.
And
it's been like that this whole week. You've been saying it's been whack. I don't. What's going on?
They need to take it off. Like,
watch.
They just need to take it off. They need to take off Basketball Wives LA.
Mm-hmm.
And Basketball Wives Miami. And they just need to be done with it when they do that. So
that's crazy.
That's what I'm waiting for. I know that, like I said last week, they're supposed to have the guy, Stephon Marbury's wife, is supposed to come on there on Basketball Wives Miami, which will air next season, which will probably be in 2013. But I know that I haven't heard about her being ratchet, so she's
okay.
Just going to be another wife who's probably doing charity work, that's probably a goody-two-shoes, that's going to probably be victimized by Tammy. I mean, if they could have just got Chris Bosh, baby mom, on there, she would have
right.
turned it out, and it wouldn't even be no Tammy Roman. But anyway, Basketball-wise, like I said, L.A. is wet, and I'm getting bored. Jackie Christie is crazy as I don't know what.
Of course. You know she's crazy.
Drea knows that Jackie Christie is crazy. And I just feel like Jackie is jealous of Drea, and she's trying to make it seem like Drea is jealous of her, and she's talking about her behind her back. She's throwing Malaysia into the mix. Gloria, I hope I'm saying it right. I guess Gloria, I get them mixed up. But the big Govan sister, yeah, I'm going to call her that. The big
That's
one.
Laura.
Oh, is that Laura? Okay.
Yeah.
Laura is sitting up there talking about something about Jackie is crazy and she has split personalities. Laura is crazy, too.
Crazy is as crazy does.
Crazy people know each other. So that's basically all I have to say. If you crazy, you know another person that's crazy because you can point them out and you can tell by what they're doing, oh, they're talking to themselves. Oh,
right. They're
not trying to fight fair. Oh, yeah, they real crazy. Oh, they head spinning. Yeah, that's poltergeist.
Yeah.
So crazy is as crazy does. Anyway, that Jim Jones and what's her name, Chrissy show, that's ratchet. I stopped watching that since last week. When I saw Freddie spit out some champagne in front of Mama Jones' house,
yeah,
I said, oh, see, I can't be watching this. Like,
what?
People think that Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta was ratchet. Oh, no. This, whatever this Jones show is, them, I keep getting mixed up. This Chrissy and Mr. Jones.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, that's that already started playing, right?
Yeah, it's the worst show I've ever seen besides I Love New York, which got canceled.
That's crazy.
It's funny. Matter of fact, I cut off my TV and started doing some paperwork.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, I really did. highlight of the night, though, that I do want to talk about is Jeezy and Rick Ross altercation that took place over the weekend at the BT Hip Hop.
Yes, thank you. I was going to get into it. Go ahead, please.
Oh, no, you know I'm already on it.
Yes. Go ahead. Get into that.
Basically, what happened is so played out, too, you know.
Okay.
When I watched it on TV earlier, I cut my TV off on that. But what happened, why it's even starting, is because Rick Ross and Jeezy had beef from back a couple, I want to say 2009, 2010.
So you're saying Rick Ross and Jeezy?
Yes.
Okay.
2-3 years ago.
Okay.
And they really do not run into each other at all. They've done numerous music videos, appearances, tours.
They
run into each other in the same capacity as in, like, a small space.
Okay.
And from what I heard on the radio today, the BET Awards, the venue that they had it at, BET Hip Hop Awards, there's a very, very narrow hallway across the hallway to the point where Rick Ross was coming down one side, and then Young Jeezy was coming down the other side, and they were both coming towards each other, and they kind of said, "What's up? Okay, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Oh, gosh.
What's up? What's up?" And they looking each other down. No, what's up? Then they have entourages with them. They never travel alone. In most cases, when they are alone, trust me, they have something that's chrome that's traveling with them.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so kind of brushed up against each other, and they started pushing and shoving, then their entourages started pushing and shoving.
So this is like a whole nother Source Awards with the East of West Coast? All these fights breaking out? What is this?
Today's version, because trust me, this is back in the day. I don't know.
And I'm even hearing Tool Cookies, Diddy and 50.
No, it wasn't no Diddy and 50. It was 50. I'm not even going to say 50. Allegedly, G-Unit kind of gathered together, and they basically went in on this MMG guy called Gunplay.
Right.
So that's what happened backstage. And supposedly, he has footage of them coming at him. And I'm
crazy.
Just wondering, who, when they say G-Unit, who is G-Unit? Because last I checked, the only person that's on G-Unit is Lloyd Banks and 50 Cent. And matter of fact, 50 Cent owns the brand G-Unit, but G-Unit no longer stands. They don't even have a distribution deal. So when you say G-Unit, I'm just wondering who in the world they could be talking about, because Tone Yayo does hang with them, but he's not even on G-Unit no more, and you already know that Young Buck is still serving his prison term. So I'm wondering who they're talking about.
I don't know, but, you know, people always refer them as G-Unit just because they was, you know, the main group. So regardless of everybody being sold or whatever, I know everybody always refers to G-Unit as those main four people. But, you know, they got other affiliates with G-Unit. So, like I said, I don't know who.
Careful, because they're reporting G-Unit.
Right.
Like I said, this guy has, you know, it's the camera phone age. He has footage of, quote-unquote, alleged G-Unit members brushing and toughing him up. And a bunch of other violent stuff. So when
crazy.
You say G-Unit, like I said, that's what everybody's reporting. So I'm just wondering who's who and what's what, because I know
who's
involved, but I'm wondering who else is involved, because technically the only other person in the group is Lloyd Banks. And Tone Yayo kind of runs with them, but like I said, Young Buck is in prison. And 50 owns the brand to everybody, so even if he throws all of them off the labels, he's still getting bread from when they put out CDs.
Well, you know what, Cookies? Like I said, I just want things to give it a tea. You always give it a tea. But we're going to cut into this quick music break. We're going to cut into a quick music break right now, and then on of tonight's show, let's get into this Jay-Z and Swizz Beatz track, On to the Next. So stay tuned, everybody. We got X-Face coming through after this break.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back. Now double your money and make it stack. On to the next one. Hold up.
Niggas like, how come? Niggas want my old shit, buy my old album. Niggas stuck on stupid, I gotta keep it moving. Niggas make the same shit, me I make the blueprint. Came in the range, hopped out the Lexus. Every year since, I've been on that next shit. Traded in a gold for the platinum Rolex. Now a nigga wrist match the status of my records. Used to rock a throwback, ballin' on a corner. Now I rock a telesuit, looking like a owner. No, I'm not a Jonas, brother, I'm a groaner. No, I'm not a virgin, I use my cojones. I move onward, the only direction. Can't be scared to fail, search of affection. Gotta keep it fresh, girl, even when we sexin'. But don't be mad at him when it's on to the next one.
Somebody bring me back the money, please. I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back, bring it back. Now double your money and make it stack. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm 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 on to the next. On to the next.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Fuck the sold back jersey, cause we on to the next one. And fuck that auto-tune, cause we on. And niggas don't be mad, cause it's all about progression. Loiterers should be arrested. I used to drink Cristal, them fuckers racing. So I switched gold bottles on to that station. You gon' have another drink or you just gon' babysit. On to the next one, somebody call a waitress. Baby, I'm a boss, I don't know what they do. I don't get drops, I drop the label. World can't hold me, too much ambition. Always knew it'd be like this when I was in the kitchen. Niggas in the same spot, me I'm dodging raindrops. Meaning I'm on vacay, chilling on the big job. Yeah, I got on flip-flops, white Louis Vuitton shoes. Y'all should grow the fuck up, come here, let me coach you. Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please. I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Bring it back, now double your money and make it stack. I'm on to the next one, on to the next. I'm on to the next one, on to the next. I'm on to the next one, on to the next. I'm on to the next one, on to the next.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Big pimpin' in the house now. Bought the land, tore the motherfucking house down. Bought the car, tore the motherfucking roof off. Ride clean, I don't never take the shoes off. Bought the Jeep, tore the motherfucking doors off. Foot out that bitch, ride the shit like a skateboard. Navigation on, trying to find my next thrill. Feeling myself, I don't even need an X-pill. Can't chill, but my neck will. Haters really gonna be mad off my next bill. I don't know why they worry about my pockets. Meanwhile, I had over chilling in the projects. Had out in Bed-Stuy, chilling on the steps. Drinking quarter waters, I gotta be the best. MJ a summer jam, Obama on the text. Y'all should be afraid of what I'm gonna do next. Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please. I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back, bring it back. Now double your money and make it stack. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
On to the next. Welcome back. And Cream Show.
Yes.
No, that was Jay-Z and Swiss Beats. On to the next.
Of course.
With the scary black and white video that I never watch. Anyway, hot song though. Welcome back on the Cookies and Cream Show. We're about to introduce to you a talented artist hailing from North Jersey.
Right.
He created a really, really new wave of hip hop.
Okay.
And you know, this artist used to be in a group and everything, or still affiliated with a group, just representing all different types of styles of music, and it's just no surprise that he's taken off in the underground scene. So, listeners, I would like to introduce you to X-Phase.
What's up? What's up, X-Phase? You're now live in the Cookies and Cream Show. What's going on? You good?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hey, we're good. We're good. Yes. That's what's up. So I'm pretty sure you're listening to On to the Next. So we figured we'd give you a little shout out, you know, honor for tonight's show. you know,
appreciate
that X-Phase in the building. No doubt, no doubt. So, like I said, I would like to say that I like how you came up with the name for the group. And you guys made it sound so sophisticated. I'm about to actually go into it for all the listeners that are not aware of what X-Phase really represents.
Definitely.
I just kind of paraphrased it for everybody. But you have the X stands as an unknown and a variable. It says that we are the variable that seems like it has no importance, that when the true meaning is discovered, it is in fact extremely powerful. And then you have the phase stands for different phases we each have to account to through our daily lives in order to give true meaning to the X. So
yes.
I would like to say, how did you call it? That's like a philosopher right there, you know? Like, I don't know somebody who's like 16 who's, you know, who's an aspiring artist and is coming out with things like this, you feel me? I'd be like, my name is Cream, and that's it. There's no meaning behind it. I'm Cream. So just tell me how that came about. Like, I mean, obviously you seem educated. So
definitely.
Did you grow
up,
like, watching Plato or Socrates? Like,
no, I mean,
what's up with that?
Pretty much the way I can say it is I used to perform, and I used to dance, like, for the New Jersey Nets, be on the kids' crew. Once I got through dance, I encountered the music, and I wanted to get into that. And then I first started off, like, when I had to write a poem in class for a project or write an essay or something like that, the intellectuality from school definitely influenced my music, and then that's how I just came up with the name.
That's nice. You feel me? You had me blown away.
Thank you.
That's a hot name, and that's a great way to come up with a name.
Right? Right, Cookies? Right? I feel so responding next to that. You know what I mean? Like,
that's hot, too.
All right.
Well, you know, I want to know, I know that you are an individual artist, but basically I know that you have a different style of hip-hop. So
yeah.
I would like to know, like, how did you come up with your own style?
Well, I mean, my two favorite artists are definitely Eminem and Tech N9ne. So, I mean, flow-wise from Tech N9ne, he's crazy with that. And then Eminem,
okay,
just with the way he writes, they both definitely influenced me. And it's kind of a mix, like a mix of different genres, plus mainly those two. And then that's what created X-Phase.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it's definitely different. You feel me? It's like you got all types of genres.
Definitely.
Like, just listening to a lot of your music. It's not like it's just strictly urban hip-hop. You actually
got
pop, some of them is rock, you know, some of them. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if you got an opera beat. You ain't do that yet, so you got to get more.
Yeah, that's got to be the next one.
All right, you got to let me go on the track, though. I'm not an opera singer. I can hit some notes, though.
All right.
Let me stop. I'm being thirsty, y'all. I'm being thirsty. Cream is thirsty right now. Cream is trying to get some shine.
That don't mean that you're thirsty.
I'm not trying to go hard at him, you feel me? Like I said, I see him going places right now. You know, I'm not trying to be like Johnson from Love and Hip Hop at all, you know? I'm not trying to jump on the bus like that, you feel me? But I just want to give X-Phase a big shout out.
You should have hopped off the bus, but that's neither here nor there.
Like I said, matter of fact, X-Phase, last month you were a recipient of Hot 97's Time to Shine contest. See, this is why I'm trying to get on the bus. Look at this. Everybody listen to this. He was on Hot 97's Time to Shine. He won the Time to Shine contest. You're featured on Funkmaster Flex's website. You performed at the 2012 Bamboozle Music Festival. You won the Rock the Docks, the Battle of the Bands contest. And that's just naming a few. I've seen that you did, like, pageants. You performed at many events.
Miss Black America USA pageant.
Miss Black America USA. So X-Phase is doing big things. So I would like to ask you, you know, what motivation allows you to partake in all these events? Like, I'm just wondering, like, how you get them connects like that? We trying to hop in your bus. What's good?
I mean, it pretty much all started from that Hot 97 event, really. That's what changed everything. At that time, I had my band, and we signed up for it, and we're just a bunch of little dudes in high school. We're like 16, 17 years old. And then that Hot 97 contest was in a club in Elizabeth, so like a 21 and up club. And so we wouldn't even be allowed to go in if we weren't performing.
So you were feeling like a baller. You were.
So, I mean, we walked in. My parents had to be there. We had the school next day. So, I mean, it was weird, but it was awesome, though.
Okay.
And then we go in there, we won that, and then from there, everything branched out to the Miss Black America pageant, to Bamboozle, to this and that. So it was definitely a good show.
Wow.
That's
good. That is amazing. That is amazing.
That's really good. Well, I know, like, online, you have a lot of great material online.
Thank you.
Got some pretty funny videos. I just want to know, like, when did it hit home that this is what you wanted to do, like, for a living, like, via career?
Well, like I said before, I mean, I started dancing, and then that helped me get into music, and I kind of just did it for fun. Like I said, I did it intertwined with school, like, for this project and that. But then once I felt that I actually, like, had something, like, realized my style was different, then I believed I had a chance, and then that was about 2 years ago. So when I was in eighth grade, like freshman in high school, and then that just made me want to pursue my own career just to get a buzz out of there and see where I can take it from there.
You know what's funny? I know you mentioned this a couple of times already, but I actually want to point out your experience being on the New Jersey Nets. And it was so cute. You hear, if anybody's out there listening, oh, my gosh, go on YouTube and check him out. He was 10 years old announcing the New Jersey Nets in the Boston's game.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a good voice. You really did. Like, his voice was very strong. It was like, welcome to the Boston Celtics. I mean,
yeah,
you
was that was a good time. I mean, and look up the other ones, too. Google or YouTube, New Jersey Nets Kids Dancers. You can see our stuff. But, yeah, that was, I mean.
You was a cute little boy. And you know what? I was like, you know what? You was disciplined, right? You know why? You was listening. You know, kids at 10 years old, they're not going to pay attention to the paper. They so concerned with the environment, the arena, the lights, the glitter, the glamour, the fans. I mean, you was very poised.
Appreciate it.
You had your papers. You followed your cues. So I already knew you was destined to be something.
Yeah, that was a great time. I used to be, I still am, but at that time, I was a big New Jersey Nets fan, and then I just tried out for the team, and I ended up making it 3 years in a row on the kids' crew. So we performed at, like, timeouts, got to meet the players, went to, like, Fox 5, CW11, Nickelodeon, all this and that. So
that
was definitely an awesome experience.
Oh, that's what's up. I thought it was cute. Make sure y'all check it out on YouTube. Yeah, definitely check out YouTube XFaith. It is hilarious. I was watching it like 3 times. I was surprised that your voice was so powerful. Like, I was shy at that age. You feel me? You was just, you know.
Definitely.
So, you know, what's some players on the Celtics? You know?
Like,
it was
Paul Pierce and this and that. Kevin Garnett.
Yeah,
and,
right? Set it very clear. So I want to give you a big shout out for that. And that's good that you was active and doing things at a young age.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, Cookies, I think we're getting into something right now.
Getting into the joint. Well, it's about time that we introduce your new joint. Can I call you X-Phase, or do you have a preference of what we should call you?
No, X-Phase is cool.
Okay, well, X-Phase, it's about time that we get into a world premiere track from you called Gangnam. Am I saying it right? Gangnam Style?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, Gangnam Style. Listeners, we will be taking your calls right after the song is over, so make sure that you press 1 if you're already listening to the show after the song plays and we come back from the commercial break. And remember to dial 347-857-3919. That's 347-857-3919 and press 1 to be queued in on the show. We'll be back with more of X-Phase.
Yep.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
I'd like to welcome you into my brain. Where it is not the same from wherever you came. When it was our resistance to be in the shame. And I'm sorry about the mess, let me explain. Watch the mic off crack, accidentally drop it. Gonna duck your naked to a freaks and pop it. In the game, man, it's just my style. Coming from a strange land with the freaks combined. A bit of a twist, yeah.
solid of electric, it's linguistic, it's a distant Rav Al. But you know my mind is like amazing. That's what makes it amazing. I'm so psychotic, a fly comic. Other MCs releasing brain parts. Me, I'm mind body. I'm quite honest, I'm a nine tonic. A third sonic, mixing a pop with condimental demonic. So when I leap up on the beat, I wanna hear her. If you see me on the street, I wanna hear her. But if you try to cheat up me, I'm gonna tell you. What did you get for number? Yeah, that's me, that's how I roll. So crazily, out of control, with no place to be. So loco, but now without all the cocoa. See, not trying to make the party bang. I'm trying to write a sing-along that everyone can sing. Not in it for the money or the fame. Do it till you remember my name. Try to turn K-pop into hip-hop. Tied them both together and I didn't need a split nod. Do it for my listeners, I never ever will stop. No.
Open Gangnam
Style. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
And we are back on the Cookies and Cream show. Yes, yes. You have me fist pumping right now, you feel me? Fist pumping. But like I said, everybody, we just premiered X Phase's track, Gangnam Style. We do have a call on the line. We got 0292. You are there, 0292. You are now live on the Cookies and Cream show. What's going on?
Hello. Hi, my name is Rachel Miller. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Can X-Phase hear me? Hello?
Hello. What's going on?
Hi, X-Phase. What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
I was just wondering. First of all, I'm very sorry, but I heard your drummer, Alex. He moved down to the deep west. I am so sorry about that. You know, but I was just wondering, I wanted to audition for the drummer part or, you know, maybe even that guitarist part. So, yeah, I think I'm about to drop you my mixtape. It's called Perverted Persians. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. You have a question for X-Phase? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I was wondering how I could be hooking up with you guys because, you know, if we were on the same band, I could give you something.
Definitely. Send me an email. I'll check you out.
Oh, wow, X-Phase. Yeah. You got people calling you out for opportunities. What's up?
I know, right? I was just wondering maybe tomorrow I can come to your school.
Come to my school?
All right. Hell, yes, 0292, if you don't have Oh, wow. If you don't have a question for X-Phase, I'm just going to have to ask you, like, thank you for calling in right now, but this is all for, like, asking questions for the artist. But like I said, best of luck for you.
I was wondering maybe, you know, we could get together sometime, you know, hang out.
Oh, wow. Meal. She's going hot cookies. What's
Cookies.
Y'all give me some of that. Give me some of those cookies, man. I want them cookies.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. You know, wow, I want his wow and my wowie.
All right.
Oh, wow. Like I said, thank you for calling in, though. I appreciate your support. Yeah, and make sure you continue to listen to the show.
Follow him on Twitter and all that. You can DM him all that personal stuff.
Right. Right.
What about your guitarist? Is he available?
You're going to have to talk with him.
I need to give you his contact information. Don't hang up on me.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
X-Phase, you still there? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, wow. You got people caught in trying to hook up and all that?
I know.
Oh, no. And all that. What's up with that? Let me find out you got moves like that.
I have no idea. This came out of nowhere.
I would just say it's for the caller. Let me tell you something. This is the Cookies and Cream show. You ain't going to be taking over, acting for a date. And I didn't know if you wanted to go on the band or you was trying to go out to eat. I was so lost with that. You feel me? We can't have that on the show. You feel me? We here to act.
No, I wasn't lost. I was following exactly what she said. She wanted to hook up and all that.
Oh, no, she want to go to your high school. Yo, y'all need to, you might have a stalker or something like that. You might have to call the cops on the low with that one.
Security.
If you have security, please. Track that call. Engineer, track that call. Like I said, I thank her for calling in, though. You feel me? Like I said, we have all types of fans that, you know, show love. And like I said, X-Face, that's what happens when you are out there and you're doing something that people like, and like I said, you're gonna attract all types of people. So
that's true.
I don't know. I know you feel uncomfortable right now.
No, I feel good.
Oh, this is too funny. But like I said, speaking of that, how can the rest of the fans get in contact with you? I know we talked about your YouTube. You have X-Face. What other sites do you have?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook.com/X-Face, Twitter.com@X-Face. SoundCloud @X-Face, and like you guys said, YouTube, and I'm on all that. And if you can't remember any of that, just Google X-PHAZE, and all of the links will come up.
And you know what? I give you mad credit because you he does have a lot of those things. What, Viber Nation?
Definitely, yeah.
You have stuff. Yeah, you definitely make a move. So I just commend you being your age and following your dreams and being persistent. So big ups to you. He got photo shoots and, you know, I'm pretty sure you got business cards on deck. So like I said, X-Face, like, don't be a stranger. Make sure you come back on the Cookies and Cream show. And of
definitely,
course.
No doubt. I actually got
Of course. And of course, do you have any shout-outs you want to give out to anybody?
Just everybody tuning in. All the fans, family, and friends. Those are the three most important things. All the callers that called in, that soccer chick that called in a couple minutes ago. And definitely you guys for having me on the show.
Wow. Well, I'm so speechless like Beyonce. I really am. I'm speechless with that whole fiasco that just happened. But X-Face, I just want to thank you for coming on the show. I don't know if you're
up
or not, but you do follow me on Twitter. You did follow me on Twitter prior to the show.
Yes.
That might have been how you got in contact with the show because I blast like a lot of stuff about the show on a regular basis. But my Twitter, which is @PENN_PEROUD, that's the Twitter account that you do follow me on. And listeners, if you out there, you know, follow me, and I'm definitely team follow back. So I want to thank you.
She go hard on the Twitter. Like I said, X-Face, yo, thank you so much. And make sure you follow Cookies. Yes, make sure you follow. I know you guys are already following. I have @Chanel_NEL. So, like I said, continue to send us your good music and everything. We're going to support you.
Definitely.
God bless you with everything you do, and stay
thank
humble
you
as you are.
Appreciate it. And we also got a couple songs coming out in the next month, so definitely like to come back sometime again and do this again.
Oh, of course.
Except
you already know.
Come
on the Cookies and Cream show.
Hit me up on Twitter and email us and keep it coming.
Yes.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank
all right, X-Face. You'll stay true.
All right. Much love.
Cookies.
Whoa. Yeah. Before we get into the ratchetness, every time I'm around something, it's ratchetness. It's ratchetness for me. People laugh at me every time I say the word, but I just can't help myself.
Well, oh,
I know that during one of our previous shows, we were talking about Rihanna, Miss Riri.
Yes.
Shout out to the Riri Navy, the Rihanna Navy, Re-Navy, and all that, whatever they call themselves and everything.
Yes.
And ASAP Rocky's track called Cockiness. Let's get into this track right now on the Cookies and Cream show.
Yes, we'll be right back right after this.
Motherfucker with the mod spurs. Jiggy motherfucker at my concert. I'm wearing box spurs, rocking Oxford, eating oxtail, dripping cock spurs. Silly motherfuckers looking awkward. So my zick riding at my cock hurt. We running clockwork, so we got perp and we got work. Tell Riri I go Riri taught it. On a remix, had the Riri called it. On a CD, DVD, and TV, MP3, me five. Go cuckoo for yo cuckoo. Yo flying fish is my favorite dish. Bonehead crickets when I cricket. Hit it, play games like soccer when we kick it. Get it?
Welcome back on the Cookies and Cream Show, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. Oh, wow, cookies, cookies, cookies. I am just, oh. I am cracking up right now. This is too funny, for real. But like I said, we're getting into that time where we're getting into the fan mail. And once again, listeners and fans, make sure you continue to write to us at the Cookies and Cream Show 2012@gmail.com. We definitely appreciate your comments. And this comes from... Wrapping cookies?
I said, yes, we do.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Like I said, we got wrapping cookies, because I know you want to say so.
No. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm still beat up about the interview. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah. I'm still cracking up. But anyway, this comes from CrystalShineBaby@yahoo.com. What's up, Crystal Shine? She writes to us, how do you guys feel about Nicki Minaj giving Lil Wayne a $70,000 custom two-seater T-Rex 14R sports car for his 30th birthday back in Hollywood?
Mm. Wowzers. Like, what a car.
And, you know, those are the three-wheeler ones. Those three-wheeler cars that he always be, he already got a ton of them at his house anyway.
He loves
so,
those guys.
Yes. Yes, he does.
First of all, I would just like to say that while she's giving him $70,000 customized gifts, that's the reason why her hype man slash boyfriend slash personal lovemaking machine and assistant smacked her in the face with some Louis Vuitton luggage. This is why. I'm not condoning it, but I'm telling you how insecure some men are sometimes, and when you give them even more of a reason to be insecure, then it's just kind of like you adding fuel to the fire.
Okay.
With that being said, I feel as though she's having relations with him because there's no way that any artist, regardless of how much money they are making, should be giving anybody $70,000 anything unless it's a charity.
Right.
That's how I feel. Wrong,
I definitely respect that. I definitely respect your answer because, you know what, we're talking about $70,000. So that means all the fans that's been supporting Nicki Minaj, the fans done bought Lil Wayne a car. That's how I look at it, you know, because without the fans, she wouldn't be getting the money that she gets. People support her albums and all that.
I would like to think that she does everything on her own because, remember, and these are her words, don't go back and say, Cookie said this. If you just tuning in, I'm just telling you what your girl said. This is what she said. She said that you, the fans, because I'm not a fan. I can't speak for you, Cream. I am not a fan. I will never be a Nicki Minaj fan. You know, we might have played the instrumental here on the show a couple weeks ago when Alan Jones came on here, but I would just like to state for the record that regardless of any record that's played here on the Cookies and Cream show, it's for entertainment and promotional purposes only. It is not a reflection of my personal music playlist. I'm Team Little Kim all day, every day. Today, bury me.
Cookies just went in. Go ahead, Cookies. Sold it down, Little Kim.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though. You feel me? I'm not knocking Nicki Minaj. You feel me? But at the same time, you know, the fans support her, you know.
But she believes that you, who are not a fan, as well as her fans, that you're beneath her. And she also believes that you're lazy, you sit at home, and you don't do anything, and you collect welfare.
I ain't worried about what she think about me because, you know, Nicki Minaj don't know me. I'm just saying off of our Crystal Shine Baby, you know, I'm just going to tell you my personal opinion about it is, you know, most likely a lot of the fans that support her, they buy her music. You know, we're the reasons why, you know, we people, and I'm not saying everybody, Cookies, we know you not, but the rest of everybody that's supporting her albums, you know, this is how she gets her money. So, and she claims, you know, hey, Lil Wayne's my mentor. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't get nowhere. So, I don't know. It's just a long story with that. It's a long story. And this is like a whole nother conversation because, honestly, like, Lil Wayne got all the money in the world. He didn't need a car. You feel me? So, I don't know. If that's what she wanted to do with it, that's her money. Let her do whatever.
Yeah. That's... I'm going to stop making her relevant. Okay.
Woo. All right, let it out, Cookies. Cookies got gangsta up on there.
Yes,
it did, because
I don't really like her. But, yeah, I have another reply from Unique Jones, who responded through his Twitter state, is it just me or does Keisha Cole and K. Michelle look alike? Wow. It depends on the day. I definitely agree with you.
You think so?
They have similar style. They do. They both like to change their hair just like they like to change their underwear. I do agree. Like you.
What?
Keisha Cole kind of changed because, you know, she's married now and down a little bit. But her, you know, she's trying to bring back that throwback Keisha that we like to hear.
Yeah.
We like to hear those Mel Bashing songs. I mean,
yes.
If you want to see a K. Cole track, and she's not singing about heartbreak. That's how I feel.
Right.
But, you know, as for K. Michelle is out her mind. I mean, that's just, it's apparent. You know, she does a lot of stuff with her hair. She'll wear blue hair. I've seen her with pink hair. I've seen her with blonde.
Yeah,
I've seen
she definitely
red.
Mixed it up.
And this is all on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Yeah, she done mixed it up. And you know what? They trying to come at them, too, because they both have the gap in the teeth. They trying to rank them for their teeth, too. Like, they got the same teeth, the same cheekbones.
No, they don't, because I'll shut that down right now. Keisha Cole did have a gap, but that's because... I'm not trying to be all technical here, but I'm just going to keep it real. Her real dad is Italian. A lot of Italian, Hispanic, and Native American people have gaps. A lot of African American people are not 100% African. They usually pull from some type of, could be Native American, it could be Italian, it could be Spanish, it could be Irish. You know, it's different cultures that have been here in this country, and sometimes people don't have perfect dental work, but usually when you do have a gap, it's from some type of tribe or some type of other culture other than African, just to give you all background. And K. Michelle has had buck teeth. She never had a gap. And she had
right.
to get it fixed. And they were talking about her, what's her name? See, she's not even relevant. Carly Rae was talking about
original teeth?
Yeah, because she got them done. Like, she got all of her teeth replaced.
She did. I did see her teeth, though. Like, her teeth did look crazy, but, I mean, that doesn't take away from her being, like, a great artist. But, Carly Rae got her up for that.
She did, but
Kim Michelle, she handled it, though. She let it known, I got my teeth done, and, you know.
They got their teeth fixed or not, they both had beautiful smiles.
Exactly.
I just like when artists get to the music, because, like I said, Kim Michelle is ooh, loopy, like, for real.
But that's the thing, too. It's just like, that's a whole other thing, too, because then you have people that's comparing artists. So, like I said, it's the whole thing on Twitter now, Keisha Cole and K. Michelle lookalike. People look at K. Michelle. When you look at her tags, it's always Keisha Cole, Mary J. Blige, you feel me? It's always them two she gets compared to. And I know, like, even in some of her K. Michelle interviews, she talks about that. You know, people always compare me to Keisha Cole. They compare me to Mary J.
That's a compliment, though. She should be happy.
Yeah, she should.
Let's get into this other fan mail that in your possession.
Okay, of course. Yeah, we got one more fan mail. Like I said, thank you guys for writing to the Cookies and Cream Show. Yes, Cookies and Cream Show, 2012@gmail.com. Thank you once again. Okay, I have one coming from Go Getter For Real. Okay, Go Getter For Real. Hey, Cookies and Cream. What era would you say overall had the best music? Oh, snap.
Wow.
I'm a 90s baby.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm a 90s. But I don't know. Is that your era?
I'm not going to say because the lady never tells her age. But I will say that the 90s has the best music. I mean, a lot of the stuff that came out in the 90s is starting to come back in terms of influences and what
yes.
I'm hearing. I love it. I mean, yeah, the 90s to me had the overall best music. And
right.
Even in the early 2000s, some of the music, I promise y'all, I miss it. It has so much emotion in it. It had a lot of ratchetness. It had skits. It had drama. You could put a song on repeat, put it in your stereo, go down the street. It could be the summertime. People wouldn't even see a car, but they just hear that music playing.
Yes. Cookies is cheesing right now. She is cheesing. Like, she's feeling good right now, thinking about the 90s music.
Good. I'm reminiscing. And I mean, in the 90s, they had them type of soulful songs. Like R. Kelly, A Public Announcement.
Oh, Lord, R. Kelly, Silk.
R. Kelly, Scandalous.
Blackstreet, you know, Drew Hill, Boys to Men. I mean, oh, my God.
Shout out to the late Aaliyah. Not late, but, you know, gone but never forgotten, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, you making me go back, son. Like, I remember, like, Soul For Real and, oh, my God. Yo, the 90s?
But you know what? All the people that you're naming, they get recognition. I'm trying to tell you, there's so many songs and people who don't get recognized. I would like to do a whole show just on 90s music. Not a whole bunch of us talking, a little bit of talk, a little bit of tea.
Exactly.
Like, no guests, maybe a couple callers, and straight 90s requests in our songs all night long. Like,
yes.
Y'all will end up having kids.
And you know what? That music, of course, you know, like I said, Go Getter For Real. Like I said, thank you for writing the question. But like I said, music generates, you know, from Africa, you feel me? Like I said, even like the soul music, you know, I'm not knocking the 70s had music. The 70s and the 80s, you know, there was some great music during that time. But listen, I'm only speaking from a time that I grew up in. And for me, it was just the 90s. I remember listening to Shanice, I Love Your Smile.
Your smile. Do, do, do,
do, do, do, do. What? I remember going to on the block in New York, being on the block, getting ice cream off the softy ice cream truck, getting like the bomb pops. You know the Firecracker Pops with the red, white, and the blue?
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to that, Wu-Tang. I mean, like, I was just, oh, my gosh. Yo, Cookies, they trying to take it back, y'all. They trying to take it back right now.
I'm trying to tell you, Cream, I got some 90s music. I love, it's called New Jack Swing. That's why I said I'm not going to talk.
Oh, New Jack?
But I'm real into New Jack Swing, and I know a lot of y'all don't know what New Jack Swing is, but basically it's a form of 90s music where it's though the New Jack City era where you could have a group or a solo artist and they would sing something and it'll just be real soulful, and it kind of has church and a jazz vibe to it.
Yes, SWB.
And I mean,
Escape.
Yeah, just everything.
Oh,
but you
my
know
God.
What? Let's, we have this Monica song that we're going to get into. It's not a 90s joint, but it's a new Monica song.
Okay. You was a big fan of Monica, too, right?
I'm a huge fan of Monica. Shout out to Monica. She's been
yes.
in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, from Don't Take It Personal to, you know.
Hey, Monica's had it back, too. That's like a whole, yo, go get her for real. You start some innocent. Yo, you got to call it on the show one day. So we have to go in right now. Monica
featuring Wale.
Okay.
My sole objective is to love, listen, and respect her. For this very second, I'm just saying that you're special enough for me to want to protect you against you. Don't love me, Sean.
Turn the lights on.
I'm sure you did a lot of things before I got in the picture. Didn't you? Wait, don't tell me. I know you kissed a lot of girls, told a lot of lies, broke a few hearts, but listen, I ain't feel none of that last night when you held me. I just wanna believe that you met a girl and felt something different. And I believe that girl met you and saw someone who had some beautiful intentions. So let's just take a chance, take a hand, take a leap, and do what most won't understand. Who knows where we'll end? I'll be down if you tell me you can. I'm willing to change my plans. I'm willing to take that chance.
Settle down, queen. No one better, you forever, this for now, queen. When the time's right, get your mind right. We gon' tell our whole town this is our thing. But for now, queen, this is how I be. I can fully understand if you got late. When the time's right, get my mind right. I'ma get these bummy from around me. Got a past I'm ashamed of, past full of danger. I can give you everything, but the last name is sacred. All I ask is a chance that you take and be safe with yourself and never lack any patience. I'm a young, wild dude who been through a lot. Use them f***ing groovy bitches to conceal my heart. It can stop, I take them down, but I take you out. It's funny how you got the ring and they only give up the box.
That was Monica from Wale. That was a pretty song.
Yes. I'm telling y'all, y'all gotta cop dropped that new Life album.
Listen.
Album. If you ever been in love, if you ever had your heart broken,
oh yes.
If you are a real spiritual person and you just believe in love, whether it's your family, your parents, or that person, go cop that new Life. It's in stores right now. Shout out to Monica Brown.
Yes, that is Let me tell you something. I gotta give her credit too. And big shout out to like even Usher. These people been out in the game for a long time, and they still coming out with bangers that people can listen to nowadays. Like.
Yeah.
Y'all people just don't have that gift to do that.
Nope.
So, big ups to Monica, Usher. Look, I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on Go Get It For Real. You feel me? You got me caught up in the 90s. We definitely going to do that, one of the shows or whatever. We definitely paying homage to that. And,
90.
You know, you never know. You guys inspire us to do these big type of things.
Right. Well, you know, we reached the end of the show. I just want to thank everybody for listening. You guys really hold us down. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Book, the likes, the shares, on Twitter, the retweets,
mm-hmm.
the favorites, the mentions.
Yeah.
I just want to give everybody a shout out. I just want to shout out God, you know, the head of my life, Jesus, you know, my family, Ukraine. I want to give a shout out to my homegirl, Nay, for holding us down.
Nay.
Right. Sharing our show information. Miss Kamala Brown always doing
yes.
it. You know, Vani,
Gandhi
holding us down. I want to give a shout out to Romaine, my cousin Nia, my cousin Danielle. I want to give a shout out, who else I want to shout out? X Phase for coming on the show.
Of course.
Out to X Phase, Jersey.
Yes, big up.
I'm talking North Jersey too, because it's a difference between North and You know, I just want to thank everybody on Twitter, like everybody for following me. And I want to thank our engineer. Like, without our engineer, we wouldn't be hearing the monitor.
Yes.
Big
ups to the engineer.
Music and everything else.
Of course.
Shout out to the whole South Florida for holding us down, Philly, New York.
Of course.
Maryland, VA, DE, stand up. Anybody that wants to be on the show, tweet me, get at me. Follow me at PENN_PEROUD. That's PENN_PEROUD. Email us, cookiesandcreamshow2012@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. Cookiesandcreamshow2012@gmail.com.
Of course.
You got a shout out?
You know what? You just pretty much wrapped it all up for me. You feel me? You done got it in. I don't even know what else to say. She got it in. Don't let the devil in.
No, you got it.
The takeover, yo. That was the takeover. Nah, you know what? I just want to give a shout out to everybody that's doing big things. You know, stay inspired. That's the one thing I always say to people. And like I said, thank you for everybody that's been tuning into the show. And like I said, make sure you go to www.belovedtalkradio.com and search the Cookies and Cream Show. And you will be able to listen to the archives immediately after the show is over. So when it's 12 o'clock one night, go on Blog Talk Radio. Listen to the show. You feel me? Listen to your show again.
Quarters, North Philly, West Philly, South Philly. Everybody from Philly that came on the show. Official Ishadi. I ain't forget about y'all. I love y'all.
Yes, y'all. We out right now. We see you next Monday, all right?
We out.
I'm gonna be. And when these bitch-ass motherfuckers told me that I wasn't gon' be everything that I see, I went home and said, I'm gonna be. Count money that these bitch-ass motherfuckers said I wasn't gon' see. Cause I'm gonna be.
Everything I ever dreamed, cause I'm a fucking star. It's a wonderful ride where there's no limit, no guide. Alright.
I'm gonna be everything I wanna be, so I'm gonna be what I wanna be and say. I'm gonna be everything I wanna be, so I'm gonna be what I wanna be and say. I'm gonna be. 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 living, 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 yeah. Living, living, I'm living, yeah. I'm gonna be, 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 I'm gonna be everything I wanna be. So I'm gonna be what I wanna be, what they want from me, what they want from me, what they want from me. Told them that I'm only gonna be what I be. Everybody wanna come, now I'm gonna see everything running from me. I'm gonna be everything I wanna be. So I'm gonna be what I wanna be. Say, I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be everything, everything. Oh. Yeah. Hey, I told my